Chapter 33. Joseph brought down to Egypt. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 1, we read, "And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither." As Joseph was brought down to Egypt to save his people, so the Son of God was brought down to this earth as a man to save his people. This is the picture drawn by the Holy Spirit in Genesis chapter 39. Certainly there are other things taught in this chapter. There are other moral and spiritual lessons to be learned from these 23 verses. But the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit in giving us this piece of history is to show us a picture of Christ, our Redeemer. In chapter 39 of Genesis, the Holy Spirit continues with the history of Joseph, giving us several more aspects of his life, in which he is a type of our blessed Savior. Joseph was a servant. He who loved the beloved son of his father's house was brought down to Egypt as a lowly servant. Here, Joseph portrays Jehovah's righteous servant, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4, we read, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. The bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law." The Lord Jesus Christ voluntarily became his Father's servant to redeem and save his people. He is that one to whom the law of God refers in Exodus chapter 21, verses 5 and 6. The bond slave who refused his freedom because he loved his master, his wife, and his children was a type of our Savior. In the covenant of grace, before the world began, the Son of God voluntarily made himself his Father's servant because he loved his Father and his chosen family. It was in this capacity that he spoke in Psalm chapter 40, verses 6 through 10. Hebrews chapter 10, 5 through 14 explains that the words of our Lord in Psalm 40 referred to his obedience unto death as our substitute, by which the Lord of glory obtained the everlasting salvation of his chosen. Our great Savior came into the world in the fullness of time to fulfill his covenant engagement as Jehovah's servant. When he had fulfilled those engagements, his people were redeemed, sanctified, and perfected forever by his finished work. Let's look to Hebrews chapter 10, reading verses 5 through 14. "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." Above, when he said, "Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings, and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law." Then said he, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. the basis of our Lord's exaltation and glory, the means by which the God-man, our mediator, obtained the monarchy of the universe, was his accomplishments as Jehovah's servant. Behold, a greater than Joseph is here. Our Lord Jesus Christ is that man who is God Almighty, Emmanuel, the incarnate God, one with the Father, full of grace and truth. Not only was God with him and he with God, the incarnate Christ is God with us. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Again, Joseph portrayed our Lord Jesus Christ as Jehovah's servant. Christ is that truly blessed man, the man who walked not in the counsel of the ungodly, who stood not in the way of sinners, who sat not in the seat of the scornful, and whose delight was in the law of the Lord. What does the Lord God tell us about that blessed man? Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high." Isaiah 53, verse 10, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." Potiphar trusted Joseph with everything he had and put everything into his hands. The Lord Jesus Christ is that servant whom the Father has trusted with everything, into whose hands he has put everything he has. The Father trusted the Son as his servant, putting his glory, his people, the world, and all things in it into his hands. Egypt was altogether insignificant, except for the fact that Joseph was there, his people were to sojourn there, and redemption was to be accomplished there. Therefore, for Joseph's sake, God blessed the Egyptians in providence. So this world, all its nations and all its people are altogether insignificant, except for the fact that Christ has his people here. Redemption and grace must be performed here. Therefore, God blesses the world and preserves it for Christ's sake. But his object is the salvation of his people. He does not hesitate to sacrifice men and nations for the people of his love. When he was tempted to sin, Joseph proved himself a faithful man, true to his master in all things. The Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, was tempted in all points, just as we are, yet without sin. He who was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, knew no sin. He was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. Joseph was accused of crimes he did not commit. When the chief priests, elders, and all the Jewish council did their best to find some charge against our Savior, they found none. At last they hired two false witnesses to perjure themselves by bringing false charges against him, and they accused the Lamb of God of insurrection. In Genesis chapter 39, the final verses 19 through 23 read as such, "And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. It's obvious that Potiphar did not believe his wife's accusations. Had he believed her, he would probably have had Joseph executed for attempting to rape his wife. Yet to save face before men, he delivered Joseph to prison. That's exactly what happened in the case of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pilate knew that our Master was totally innocent of the charges trumped up against him. He knew that the Jews wanted him crucified simply because of their spiteful envy. Yet, to save face with men, he delivered the Son of God up to the hands of the soldiers to crucify him as a common criminal. Not only was our Lord Jesus Christ numbered with transgressors, he died in the transgressors' place as their substitute. In all these things, Joseph was a type of our Savior, the man whom the Lord God sent to save us, whom he has made Lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. Reading Psalm 105, verses 17 through 21. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him Lord of his house and ruler of all his substance.